Good morning. In the book of Acts, chapter 17, the Apostle Paul was in Athens, Greece. Paul was distressed because he saw the city was, quote, full of idols. Paul later found himself in a place called Areopagus. While walking through this place, Paul saw that it was replete with various and assorted idols of all kinds. In verse 22 and 23, Paul declared this, quote, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God." Now, with all of these idols, these religious people were trying to, quote, cover their bases, so to speak, by having an altar to the unknown God. Now, I want us to think about this for a moment. These were religious people. These were worshiping people. But it seems that they were at least a little confused about who or what they needed to be worshiping. Now, we today, in the 21st century, may look back and consider these religious people as being kind of silly. We may view them in a comical way. Imagine not knowing for sure who or what they were worshiping. So, just in case, they came up with the altar of the unknown God. Just in case. But consider this. Are some of us today any different than those religious people of that time? How many religious people today go to church just in case? How many religious people today go to worship services just in case? Friends, do we search for the true God? Brethren, do we know the true God? Jesus said in several places and in various ways that he came to reveal the Father. In John 14:9, Jesus said to his disciples and to us today, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." So, how do we know the true God? The best way to do it is simple. Get to know his Son, Jesus Christ. In Matthew 11, Jesus encourages us to learn from me. Let us pray. Father God, we know that you are the true God. Help us to learn from your Son so that we will know you more fully. It is in his name we pray. Amen.